I invite you to close your eyes and allow your breathing to deepen into your belly so that your deep breaths are going through your nose for a count of 6 or 7 and slowly out through your mouth. And as you deepen your breathing, I want you to visualize or imagine walking through the desert. All around you is beauty. As you walk in this landscape, this beautiful landscape with red rocks in the desert. And as you walk, you realize it's becoming a little warm. And so you start to move towards a large group of red rocks. And as you come closer to those red rocks, you see that there is an opening between the rocks. And as you go towards that opening, you see that there are a flight of stairs that descend down into the earth. And as you walk in to that area, there is a refreshing coolness that invites you to go further down those stairs. And as you walk down those stairs, you come across another path. Only this path has soft grass. And as you walk along the soft grass, it is hard to imagine because you are now in a meadow where it seems that the gentle sun is shining. And yet, how could that be when you have walked underground? Perhaps because we are in another place that exists underground. And it is here in this place, as you walk on the soft grass, you see a very comfortable place to sit. And as you go down, you're going to comfortably sit down. And as you keep breathing very gently, very softly, you are going to be approached by an animal that wishes to connect with you. So right in front of you, you start to see, sense, smell, hear, feel the presence of this beautiful animal that wishes to connect with you. The animal says to you, I am here in love and service. Let me guide you. Let me be a part of you. And as you acknowledge this gesture, you then stand up and together with your animal guide, you begin to follow a pathway that leads up a hill. And up the hill, you see another set of stairs. And you start walking up the stairs. And before you know it, you have emerged back out onto the desert landscape. Only now, you have a new animal guide partnering with you as you embark on this amazing adventure that lies ahead. And so now I ask you to very slowly thank your animal guide for appearing to you. And know that even when you open your eyes, that connection that is there is going to continue. And you are being invited to ask, what are the qualities of that animal that you've connected with? And what is the deeper message there for you to discover? And we will leave that for you to do in your own time. And so when you are ready, you may slowly bring your awareness back into your body. You may slowly open your eyes.
So just continue with the relaxation, with the state of mind you just came into and out of just a moment ago that Monica led you through the beautiful visualization to connect with your animal guide. Just come back to that, quickly slip easily into that space again. You were just there, it's right here with you. And feel yourself going even deeper, allowing yourself even deeper to feel your energy here, your multidimensionality here, connecting with the energy of this sacred land, of the Navajo Nation, of Yata He. All is well with me. Yata He. All is well with me. And go to that space, that beautiful space we call our hearts. Feeling its expansion throughout your body, throughout the cells of your body, throughout your beingness, your energy, your frequencies and vibrations and colors. Something that takes you there, that is beyond the body, and it is the soul. And allow yourself for the beginning of this tour to open yourself even more to your soul and to what your soul has to tell you, has to guide you, as you with your soul created this opportunity for you to begin your journey here in Monument Valley. With a family of souls that came from all over the country and some from other countries. And at another level, we are a soul family, a galactic family that have been on many journeys. There is never an accident of who exactly is here and why they are here. And many times we don't even know until much later, sometimes years later, the reason why we were somewhere. It's not intellectual, it's energetic, it's beyond. But we can allow ourselves to feel into it, into that quantum space, and simply be in its presence, be in its love, be in its compassion, in the benevolence that you feel from within you and that you feel from the sacred land, Gaia, Mother Earth, that supports you here for these days on your journey. The Mother always loves us. God, Creator, Spirit, always loves us beyond anything we can imagine. It just waits for us to love ourselves even more, open ourselves even more to the beauty and magnificence of who we truly are. So take that moment, this moment together, consciously, energetically, in the coherence we all sharing heart to heart, soul to soul, energy to energy, and simply feel that presence, that connection of family, of love, of infinite of no beginning and no end. No beginning and no end.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. It's never a mystery to spirit, to the other side of the veil, to the creative source, or whatever you want to call it. It's never a mystery. These channels, where you are, where my partner is, who you are, where you've come from, what you're going through, perhaps. All things are known because this creator of yours is a loving creator who wants nothing more than for that which is the souls on this planet to understand, discover themselves, and find the majesty within them. It's more than happiness. It's satisfaction with your divinity, knowing who you are, understanding a bigger picture, perhaps, than you've ever been told. Indeed, this is the first of several channels. We sit in a restaurant with the group that will be with us the entire time. A group that will get to know one another, appreciate one another, perhaps sometimes lifelong friendships develop. Old souls are that way. They recognize the God in the other one and the God in you. The namaste is recognized, but there's more. Almost every time I will channel through my partner, we'll be in the majesty of Gaia, grounded, outside, with the sky is the roof. This is a little different than the last time or the last tour. These lands, historically, are recent. They're not 60,000 or 50,000, but close to it. Recent being relative to the age of the Earth. But the indigenous here were here for a very long time. This is their land. That is why we will honor that, which you will then describe in this place as the indigenous, the ones who were here first. And that is part of the energy which we will have that we did not have in that faraway land last time in Egypt. We did not have any of the originals with us. And this time we do. The lineage continues in living blood with the shaman and her words that you will hear. There's something else, dear ones, that I have not spoken of recently. I want to tell you about this channeling experience that you wish to perhaps know or not, but I'll go for it. When I come into this space that my partner has created, I'm not alone. You'd have to understand the physics of multidimensionality to truly, truly understand how an entourage of angelic beings, you've been told, who can have thousands of them on the head of a pin, and at the same time, they'll occupy the entire planet. That is a multidimensional aspect. There is no size determination. There's no individuality of them. They're all together. They're apart and they're together. They're one and they're many. They're not linear. They're not in four dimensions like you are. And this allows them to know you and your soul like no others have ever known you. And they arrive with me. There's an angelic entourage that comes in and sits with you, in you, next to you. Part of that beautiful soul that you have is exposed to them, and they sit within it. They sit within you, and they're quiet. They ask nothing. And some of you feel them the instant I start. Some of you know they're around, And they're here for one reason. Should you accept a change, an aha, a revelation, or even intent to know more, that activates them in you. You don't have to beg God, dear ones, because that spirit that you call God, that one that has created the heavens and the earth, who individually knows you and your name, loves you so unconditionally, is so ready, human by human, to take your hand and slowly say, let me explain this to you. No matter what you think you know or don't know, that angelic being is with you. There's one for everyone. And so if you, perhaps alone at night, would like to get more out of this, you might breathe that request, dear spirit, show me what I need to know. Bring me that which I came for. More than the beauty, more than the strength of the indigenous history, something personal for each. There is no better time, for you have willingly given intent to sit before me, to listen to my words. This is magnificent in the eyes of God. A group who says, I would like to know more about myself, about what is coming on the planet. Perhaps you are one who is concerned right now about what's going on the planet that you didn't expect. So many times I have given you advice for that. And I'll say it again, right on schedule it is. It is not the end of the world, it is the beginning of the world that we have talked about. This old energy, literally, that is 70 years old, raises its head again and tries to take over because that old energy is frightened of you, light worker. Frightened of a planet that doesn't want war. Frightened of a planet that is objecting to everything the old energy is doing. That's what's going on. You should smile to yourself and say, I picked this time to be alive, and now I know why. This is your creation, this time, this intent you give. In the channels to come, I'm going to start a series. And the series is going to be about the communication with your soul. Something new for humanity. Something that I invited my partner to present a little over a year ago. And he has done so. A new tool for humans because of the light that is pouring in, that is spiritual, that is so magnificent. A metaphor for an enlightenment, a consciousness change and shift for all humanity, but specifically enhanced to those who will take it first, the old soul. And that is who sits in front of me now. I say it again, spirit is not in a vacuum, knows all, ready to love, ready to help, ready to show what you don't know and want to learn. I'll be back. And so it is.